You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about Election Day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the socialist revolution.
When conditions become ripe, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
Propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Partly that's happening, Susan, because, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been shown on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol, where out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters out of respect they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters at that point. Certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
There, that's better.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about today. We're joined by Jared Klickstein in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. I'm going to talk about the UK more here, and this is important to recognize that this is what is coming. This is what is coming, and I've just so many aspects of this are sort of horrifying. Let's go to clip number 10 here, because during the Hara Hills riot, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but one of the areas of England where these riots popped off following the murder of three British girls and the stabbing of 9 other people, or 11 other people, by a deranged Rwandan second-generation immigrant, was arrested after making tea, giving it to the police, and then mentioning that it was her opinion that the last 16 years of illegal immigration had ruined the neighborhood. You can't express that view. Can't express that thought. So now she's going to jail. Let's watch clip number 10.
I was taken to a police cell, and as you can see, I'm a very chatty, very boisterous, vivacious person. And I think I was probably in shock because I didn't speak for 13 hours. I just nodded because I've never been in a police station in my life. And just went in. They said, "Are you okay? Do you need anything?" Didn't speak for 13 hours. I was in shock. And the next day, they said they'd phone my daughter. We'd been trying to get through to your daughter. There was one missed call at 1 o'clock in the morning. They didn't try. They took my trousers off me because they had a drawstring. Anyway, so they gave me, like, sort of prison-issue trousers, if you like. I was given a blanket, and I spent the whole night in a cell. They'd come in every so often. "Do you want anything? Do you want some water, tea, coffee?" It's like, no, just couldn't speak. I've only ever seen a police station on television. I've never been in a police station before. And it was the most hideous, alien experience. I'm just going to start again.
To me, right extremists, right?
Because I've never been in a police station before. And I didn't even know why I was there. I just thought, they'll let me go in a minute. And all there is in the cell, it's like a very thin mattress and a toilet. There's nothing else. And in the next day, I said, "Can I have some water?" He passed the water through a hole. Didn't even open the door. I just couldn't figure out why I was there. I thought, all those people, and I'm here. Why am I here? I don't understand what I've done. But they said to me the next day, we're gonna try and get you out of here as quick as possible. And they brought someone from another police station to interview me, had to interview me in that thing that you've seen on television where there's a table and you sit one side and the two policemen sit the other side. And that thing I've seen on television happened to me. And so nice, the policeman who came from this other police station who interviewed me, he was so nice. And he said, how are you getting home? I said, I don't even know where I am. No one's even told me where I am. He said, I'll take you home. Thankfully, it was in an unmarked car. It was just a plain car. And he was so sweet all the way. He kept saying, we're going to get those people, you know, who did that yesterday. And I was like, I'm not really bothered about that. I was just thinking about what's happening to me. And I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. But that's your job. I'm not going to start screaming and shouting because you haven't arrested them. You don't need to reassure me. It's not going to make any difference to my life. And all the way he kept saying, turning around at the traffic lights, and he kept saying, are you okay? I just couldn't speak. Just kept just nodding and looking out at the window. Just couldn't speak. The man, he was so sweet, this policeman, he said, the thing is, we've got to charge you with something. So we're going to charge you with the minimum. I said, charge me with what? I don't even know what I'm supposed to have done. We've got to charge you with something because we've made an arrest. And an offence has been committed. I was thinking, what offence? I really don't know what offence there was. I don't know what I was charged with. I really don't. I just know it's obviously something to do with race because I've got to do 2 hours racial awareness course.
Yeah. What the hell was that? I mean, that wasn't fiction. This wasn't dystopian acting. That was reality. A woman describing being arrested and mistreated for 13 hours, and she's just like, I don't know what I did. They won't tell me. No idea. And they're just like, we have to charge you with something because you committed an offense. She's like, of what? They can't even tell her. They don't even know. She doesn't know. The story, apparently, during the Hara Hills riot, the lady offered police tea and ice lollies, popsicles. She was then arrested for saying 16 years of immigration had ruined the area. And the thing about this is, these are the types of people they're going for on purpose. Just like they did with January 6th. Because it's people who didn't do anything wrong who don't resist. If you're an actual far-right extremist, if you're actually out there committing violence, when the police come for you, you might fight back because you know that it's either, you know, going down right now or your life is over. So you're going to fight like a cornered dog. But when it's somebody who doesn't even know what's happening, doesn't even know why she's been arrested, and again, why this is dangerous, I mean, the Brits don't have the Fifth Amendment, right? Canadians don't have the Fifth Amendment. Nobody but America has the Fifth Amendment, the right to stay silent. The British police can sit you down in an interrogation room, and if you don't answer their questions, that's a crime. If you lie to them, that's a crime. If you stay silent, that is a crime. They can throw you in prison for not telling them what they ask you. And people who don't think they've done anything wrong will answer questions, not realizing that they're convicting themselves. So this is a psychological play where if this woman was far right, if she had thrown a Molotov cocktail that a cop know, she wouldn't be traumatized. She wouldn't be affected like this. But because she doesn't even know what she did wrong, she's just trying to cooperate. And she's just putting her head in the guillotine, going, but I'm innocent. But I'm innocent, though, so I can submit myself to these people. This is the English, this is English law. Just like people on January 6th went, I didn't do anything wrong. I high-fived the police as I went in the building, and I didn't touch anything. When you suddenly find they're spending 24 hours a day in a box the size of a closet where the lights don't turn off for a year. It's almost a strategy to go after the innocent people, first and foremost. It's really indescribable what we're seeing happen in UK here. We'll go to one more video, and then I'll give you some stats and data about what's happening. But let's go now to this next video. Another lady, a 55-year-old woman, who was arrested by Cheshire police for an inaccurate social media post. Let's watch.
Now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders. It says a 55-year-old woman from near Chester was arrested earlier today, Thursday the 8th, of course, on suspicion of publishing written material to stir up racial hatred and false communications. She is currently being held in police custody. Chief Superintendent Alison Ross has also made a statement saying that this is in relation to a post which has been fueled by malicious and the protest rather has been fueled by malicious and inaccurate communications online. It is a stark reminder of the dangers of posting information on social media platforms without checking the accuracy. It's also a warning that we are all accountable for our actions.
It's a warning we're all accountable for our actions. And you see what they're doing here, right? You have no idea. You have absolutely no way of knowing whether what you're posting is true if you don't have eyewitness. If it's not your video, your photo, your statement, what are you supposed to do to find out if it's true? Like, think about what they're asking, demanding people do here. Woman named as first to share false Southport suspect rumor before riots, say mistake destroyed her. Scroll down. I'm going to see exactly what she... Well, they probably can't even post what she posted because it would be misinformation. Like, you know, opaque all this is? A British businesswoman accused of being the first person to share false information about the Southport said the mistake has destroyed her. Bonnie Spoforth is alleged to have fired off a tweet on social media site X, formerly known as Twitter, wrongfully claiming the suspect was an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed. What? Came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed? That doesn't even make any sense. Oh, look, a British newspaper has made a mistake and given me false information. Wonder if they'll be arrested. I'm not crazy, right? Wrongfully claimed the stabbing suspect was an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, the statement was hours after. Okay. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. That's a way to read that. The 55-year-old also shared an incorrect name for the boy accused of perpetrating the attacks at a Taylor Swift-themed holiday club in Southport, in which three people died. Mrs. Spoforth is understood to have written, Ali Al-Shakadi was the suspect. He's an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat last year and was on an MI6 watch list. If this is true, then all hell is about to break loose. Wow, she doesn't even say it's true. She says, if it's true. I did not make it up. I first received this information from somebody in Southport. My post had nothing to do with the violence we've seen across the country, but I acknowledge it may have been the source of information used by a Russian news website. It was a spur-of-the-moment, ridiculous thing to do, which has literally destroyed me. It was just a mistake. I did a really stupid, stupid thing. I copied and pasted it from what I saw, and I added the line, if this is true. Holy crap. Okay, so she sees somebody post something. Somebody from Southport assumes that that person is providing accurate information, retweets it herself, and now she's been arrested for attempting to stoke racial hatred. So what are they at? What are they asking people to do? What are they forcing people to do? They're muzzling everyone. I mean, I want to ask you, what would you be comfortable tweeting? What would you be comfortable posting on social media if right there, instead of saying, you know, the share button, it was like, I bet my life this is true. And even if I'm wrong mistakenly, my life is over. Like, this is not some small deal. People are being sentenced to 2 or 3 years in prison. Sam Millay was sentenced to 2 years in prison for posting stickers with government statistics on them under the same law, stoking racial hatred. His wife was pregnant at the time. Do you have any idea how cruel it is to take a father away from his children, not letting a man hug or touch his child for the first 2 years of their lives? Do you have any idea how damaging that's going to be to the psyche of the children? That's why, I mean, there's these things that we say that just they're they lose meaning after a while. And so we forget like what the purpose of them is. But like when you talk about cruel and unusual punishment, punishment fitting the crime is posting inaccurate information about something that doesn't exist. It's not like she posted a guy's name and address and photo and then he was killed and she is now responsible for inciting violence against him. I assume that the person she posted doesn't actually exist at all. But it's the racial thing. It's that she's inspiring racial hatred. And when you take somebody's mother or father away from them for 2 years, you have a 2-year-old who's never been held by their father. Like, the damage that you're doing is so much more significant than the crime that you're trying to supposedly fix. While meanwhile, you're letting actual murderers out on the street because of overcrowding. But you're throwing fathers in jail for 2 years for posting pictures that say things like, it's okay to be white or whatever. It is just really unbelievable. Let me just go through some posts about what's going on in Britain in general. 3 children were shot on outlying road, Orpington, and the police don't even have a suspect yet. State of the country in England. So that was yesterday, or it was the 7th of August. 3 children shot, and they don't even have a description of the suspect. There's a post that's from a while ago. The number's probably significantly higher now. Arrest for social media post. Russia, in a single year, arrest 411 people for their social media post. A tyranny. The British, however, arrest 3,300. And hell, after this, it'll probably be 10 times. It'll probably be 10 times the number of people arrested in Russia for their social media post being arrested in the UK for their social media post. So again, what do you do if you think you have some information that you want to share? What do you do if you, you know, overhear something that might be of interest to the wider public? Are you going to share that, knowing that sharing it might end with you going to prison, even if what you thought you were saying was true, even if you were just trying to be helpful, even if you were just trying to spread news about your neighborhood to people elsewhere in your neighborhood? Yeah, regardless of intent. So what they're setting up is just total silence. They're just muzzling people completely. The only reasonable response to this is just to not to say anything ever about anything. They can take an opinion as offense. They can take a fact, and it doesn't even have to be false. That's the real insidious thing about this. How is it inspiring racial hatred to say the wrong name when the real name, he's also a migrant, he's also the son of asylum seekers, he's also a Rwandan guy? I mean, what is the difference between posting false information that inspires racial hate or true information that inspires racial hate? And, you know, obviously the unsaid thing about this is that the mainstream media is just posting complete hogwash constantly. I mean, this seems so arbitrary. This seems so easily gameable. I mean, how hard would it be for somebody to use a VPN, make an anonymous account, post fake information that looked convincing or was true to a point and then had some things wrong, share that to a bunch of people, get them to retweet it, and then all those people get arrested? They don't know. They thought they were sharing true information. If you can be arrested and imprisoned for sharing what you genuinely believe to be true information, I mean, we're beyond Soviet Union. We're beyond Orwell. We just watched a video of seems to be a very nice, respectable, classy lady who happened to make an offhand comment about her personal experience in her life. Apparently, we don't even know because she doesn't even know what she's been charged with. We saw her sit there and break down in tears saying, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know why I'm being charged. It must have something to do with race because I've been sentenced to racial sensitivity training. She doesn't even know what she did. When you can convict people for posting things, when you can convict people for expressing dissatisfaction with the course of their neighborhood's existence, where they're like, yeah, this neighborhood's gotten kind of crappy over the last few years. Oh, you're under arrest now. I mean, what? You can hold them for 13 hours? Just wild. Sickening. Sickening is what it is. And this was what sort of inspired what I was saying earlier. The Daily Mail Online. The truth about the far right's claim that white Brits are now an ethnic minority. The thing is, other Daily Mail headlines have told the truth before. White British schoolchildren could be a minority within 40 years, with just 50 to 60% of the population define themselves by white British as white British by the year 2060. People being born today are going to be minorities in their lifetime. And if you complain, you're a terrorist and will be arrested.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver.
right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to your phone calls here momentarily. Tell you this, since the far-right riots have started in the UK, three children were shot on Ontledge Road, Orpington. The police don't even have a suspect. An African immigrant stabbed police officers in Gateshead, UK, yesterday. But it's the far-right that is the dangerous ones, of course. The video that we showed yesterday of the counselor saying, slit their throats, has actually been arrested. Deadline from BBC, counselor arrested over counter-protest remarks. Remember when the assassination of Trump happened and they got all the memos to the media saying, don't spice it up with adjectives. Don't use any adjectives. Don't say things like harrowing event at a Trump rally. Don't make faces. Just present the facts as they are. Because the number one skill of the media is telling you how to feel about things. This headline is true. Counselor arrested over counter-protest remarks. Very sterile. Very definitive. Just, it's over. He's been arrested. There were remarks at a counter-protest, and now he's been arrested. So, there you go. It's done. It's a little bit different than outrage as counselor says slit their throats, call to violence met with arrest. You know, there are different ways to say it. So just pay attention. Pay attention to the way these things are phrased. It's called critical reading. Carl Benjamin points out that when they, as they arrest this guy, they have to make an example out of this one guy now because the breach of ethics was so flagrant. All the Muslim mobs who are beating people in the streets will go uninvestigated because this man will be the sacrifice. He was a little bit too obvious. They had to do something about it. But the gangs walking around with swords and guns, they will not be arrested, have not been arrested. There's no plans to arrest them. GovUK, at GovUK, the official UK government, has been absolutely raked over the coals for this post. Think before you post, they say. Content that incites violence or hatred isn't just harmful, it can be illegal. They say, think before you post. This has been so massively obliterated in the comments. It's really something to see. This post has gotten less than 5,000 likes. Responses to it, like 1776 is looking better by the day, have 84,000 from End Wokeness, Dissident Soaps, the UK government should be overthrown by any means necessary, 24,000. Hey, look, if we actually believe the things that we said, if we believed in democracy and free speech and overthrowing totalitarian regimes that are at war with their own people, yeah, we would be at war with the British government, not the Russian one. We'd be, for that matter, we'd be at war with the Israeli government, not the Syrian one. Just everything governed by lies. And speaking of racial hatred and misinformation, there's been no more clear, pertinent example than Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate, who without a base whatsoever, without just a sheer lie, just absolutely unmoored, unfounded on anything, just a blatant fabrication, says reports are coming in of acid being thrown out of a car window at a Muslim woman in Middlesbrough. Absolutely horrendous. Never happened. Was never hinted at happening. Was a deliberate lie designed to stoke racial hatred. Only racial hatred against white people who are not a protected class, which means you therefore can't be hateful against them, which means you can lie about them and blood libel them with impunity. David Curtin on X, if Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate is not arrested and charged with inaccurate social media posting, it is proof of two-tier policing under the Starmer regime. So you've got some lady in Southport who hears a report of the guy's name, of the stabbing in Southport. She posts it. She's been arrested, probably sentenced at this point, despite thinking what she was posting was true. Nick Lowles has, by the way, admitted, yeah, he's apologized. But so? So what'd she apologized? He made it up. It's a legal admission of guilt. But he's not being arrested. He's not being thrown in jail. Neither are any of the people that shared that story. Josh Fintan Glynn, MP, Member of Parliament. Far-right cowards attacking women. When people show you who they are, believe them. Totally fake. Totally false. They've arrested a 55-year-old woman for sharing an incorrect name for the crime that actually did happen. These people make up a crime that never happened, blame it on an entire ethnicity, but they're very sorry that they did that. But they did it. It's not just unfair. It's not just hypocritical. It's not even just two-tier policing. One side gets policed, the other side doesn't. That's not two tiers. That's one tier. Let's go out to your calls now. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you say what's happening in the UK is already happening here. Not quite to this extent, though, Tony, but go ahead.
Well, what's going on in the UK right now, it's been going on in America for 20 years, you know, with the illegal alien invaders from hell or raping and murdering the white women and children. Well, see, the difference in the UK and America, America has 100 times the illegal alien invaders from hell. And the radical groups here in America, we have 10 times the radical groups here in America than the UK has. And see, I got experience in this. And let me tell you, I spent 10 years of my life in the road with a great group of guys fighting this. And man, I've been stabbed in the arm with wire, hit with bottles, rocks, lawnmower parts, sucker punch. See, the difference is that don't get reported on when a small group of Americans stand up here in America. Let me tell you this. Just go to Houston, get you 50 guys and go to Houston and go to any minority, well, majority neighborhood now in Houston and sit up with American flags and signs that say, you know, we want to shut the border down. You need to do it the right way if you're going to come in our country. See how long it takes you before the radical groups show up and just start bum rushing you and attacking you. It's going to be within an hour. I know that for a fact. I experienced all this.
Well, so why does it feel different? I mean, I guess in America, there's just so much room and, you know, they can create these like colonies that are sort of out of the way. And if you, you know, don't actively go look for them, it doesn't, you know, affect your life very much. Typically, I mean, it depends on where you live. But I mean, the UK, it's this tiny island with 100 million people on it. And they're moving people into their neighborhoods and into the hotels on the end of their block. It's a little more blatant and in their face, kind of like what's happening in New York, right? I mean, the same number of illegal migrants could be sent to California or Texas, and the people wouldn't even know they were there. You put them in New York City, and they're causing a major, you know, crisis there because they're in everybody's face. I mean, do you think that's the downfall of America? Is we have so much space that people can just sort of disappear into our interior and set up these parallel societies that the rest of us don't even know about?
Well, see, here's the problem with America right now. The American people, the actual American people, have a smaller space now. We've been invaded and taken over.
Yeah. No, it's a full-on invasion. I got stats to back you up on that. Bombshell study charts America's diversity explosion as 3.2 million Hispanics as white population tumbles. Replacement migration, folks.
To tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Folks, we go directly out to your phone calls. Supposedly over 500 people have been arrested in the UK already. Again, there's still so much to get into, and we're going to be joined by my guest, Jared Klickstein, in the third hour to talk about the heroin epidemic that's destroying us from the inside, and the horrifying new drugs that are savaging our civilization with permission by those in power. Let's go now to Philip in New York. You want to talk about weather modification? Go ahead, Philip. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Excellent. Okay. I first want to thank you guys for what you're doing for everybody and bringing awareness to not just the nation, but the entire world with world events. And I would like to put a quick plug. I take X3 and Brain Force and Body Ease and a couple other ones. And yeah, your supplements are top notch. You can't find anything better for the quality that you get for the price. But I was calling in today because the last few months I've been back up in New Yorkistan, visiting family, kind of got stuck up here, and I just happened to be here to witness. I'm sitting in a car in a parking lot watching the sunrise, and I watched three different planes make almost a hexagon shape in the chemtrails. Now, what was weird is we know the chemtrails will sit there and linger for a bit and then slowly dissipate. These were actually spinning over from the bottom almost clockwise into each other quickly. Now, what was weird was this cloud also went from the intersection that I was at in Lackawanna, New York, which is just south, about 5 miles south. This was at 6:30 in the morning. I'm watching this cloud form. It was moved into position above the city of Buffalo. And a friend of mine said, we're going to have thunderstorms. And I said, that's funny. I'm just watching them create the thunderstorms we're about to have. And about 4 hours later, somebody said to me, did you hear what happened downtown? And that's when I found out that there was this tornado that happened, which is a completely strange occurrence to begin with. But that was the exact cloud that I watched them move into above downtown just before the lunch hour rush. There was a lot of destruction. There was some cars flipped over, roofs ripped off, and it was a major happening. And nobody even knows about it. But that brings up all the facts of all the Democratic states that still have chemtrails. Like, there's states that are banning it for a reason. And the states that still have them are having these natural disasters, and nobody's linking the two together. And who's ever behind it needs to be put to a stop. Like, we know Bill Gates is trying to block out the sun, but there's more power behind him. But I'll yield to other people, and you guys just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Wow, that is fascinating. I wish you'd filmed the chemtrails. Of course, one of those things where you don't know it's important at the time. But that would be very interesting to see that. And I'd heard about that, but I hadn't looked into it. Tornado tears through downtown Buffalo, sends debris flying. This was 3 days ago, August 6th. The damage was reported close to City Hall after a water spout roared ashore early Monday morning and tracked directly through downtown Buffalo, New York. Buffalo is known for its extreme weather. It was a lake-induced weather phenomenon blew through the city, leaving a trail of damage in its wake. I'd love to be able to see the radar of this. Very interesting. Monday wasn't the first time this summer a tornado has touched down in western New York. A severe weather event on July 10th spawned multiple tornadoes across the state, including an EFI 16 miles southeast of Buffalo, in an EF1 and EF2 18 miles south of the city. Very interesting. And yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is people in Tennessee, where they actually banned cloud seeding and chemtrails, you can see people from Tennessee just being like, weather's amazing again. Just like those foggy days where you couldn't see, you know, more than a mile, just aren't happening anymore. Which, again, wouldn't it be nice to live in a world where you could just assume that the weather was real and natural and not the contrivance of some psychopath with military technology? Not the world that we live in anymore. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. I'm sorry, Jefferson, hang on for a second. We got Michael in Finland. We had somebody from Argentina earlier. I didn't go to him quick enough, and he had to hang up. So let's go to Michael in Finland. I'm trying to get to our international callers first. Thanks for calling in. Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for answering my call. I'm calling regarding the migration in USA and the end goal of the whole situation. You guys had 9/11 and it caused a massive fear reaction, and you guys had the Patriot Act, where you gave up all your rights basically everything.
Yep.
But imagine 9/11 times 1,000. The fear will spread like wildfire, and that might be the golden ticket for the globalists to get the same system in place that they have in communist China, or the digital ID and so forth. And I was just wondering, what's your thoughts on this subject?
Yeah, I think the next play would be either a giant terrorist attack blamed on Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran somehow, and we're seeing evidence of that, and more evidence of that type of thing is coming out. In fact, there was a Pakistani or Pakistani or Palestinian guy who was arrested as part of the Iranian plot to assassinate Trump, and it was discovered that the FBI had given him special permission. He was on the terrorist watch list, but he'd been given special permission and an exemption from the FBI to get into the country. So that is certainly that's certainly likely. But if you have a terrorist attack committed by an illegal immigrant, that would inspire a lot of people to shut down the migration crisis, which is what they're banking on. So I think more likely is a massive false flag attack to be blamed on Trump supporters or white supremacists or domestic terrorists or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be. But there's like 50,000 Afghan terrorists in your country, that I heard from Alex before.
Mm-hmm.
And also MS-13 and all the cartels are planning massive attacks. But I'm watching this from the outside, and it doesn't look like an accident from all points of view. I don't see that any way possible. So that's why I'm like wondering the digital ID would be easier to implement when the fear goes overboard and everyone just wants to be safe if there's like a 9/11 times a thousand. So
and this is exactly the strategy that they use, right? They allow the conditions for the attack to happen, or they do the attack themselves, and then they say the solution is giving us more power, more control, more surveillance, more of what they already have in abundance, and yet totally fails to stop anything. It's a problem reaction solution paradigm. That's absolutely what they're running, and they're running it the same in Western Europe as they are here in America. So how do we combat this other than just letting people know what the plan is? Like, it seems like more, if enough people are aware of what the strategy is, they won't fall for it. But I don't know if we've reached that critical mass yet. What do you think we could be doing to prevent or counteract this very obvious strategy that they're running?
Well, the strategy is to, when we're thinking about what is the Babylon the Great or the Mark of the Beast, the Mark of the Beast, I think, is a global passport that would be easy to, that like everyone that has, does not have the passport, which has all the information that there is about you, would be eliminated. This would also make it possible for elimination of all the terrorists and all the MS-13 people there. But, well, informed and well-trained populace would be the best. But I would say that we need to pray, nothing more, because the end times have been here like for 2,000 years, but it's culminating now to the grand finale.
We are in the final hour. Thank you so much for the call, Michael. I do appreciate that call from Finland. And you're exactly right about everything. And it is amazing knowing that people around the world are waking up to this. It's humbling to think we have some small part to play in it. Again, thank you for the call. We'll get back to you, more of your calls in the third hour. Special guest as well. We're going to start with a clip of a UK newsman standing up against his government.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.